Okay, white ball.
Head coach Jeff Berkhammer and the team last week working on different offenses and defenses in preparation for the next two games, both on the road. The Argos played at Union on Saturday and at Christian Brothers on Monday night, winning both. Berkhammer came to UWF in 2015, taking over a team that had won only seven games the previous season.
The first year was just changing culture. We had to change work ethics. We had to change really everything within the program.
UWF won seven games once again in Berkhammer's inaugural season, but the seeds were being planted.
They fought hard. There's only a couple games that year we really weren't competitive in, but we weren't quite good enough to win those close games. Our second season, we won a bunch of close games. We played in five overtime games. We won our last three. We played a bunch close games. We found ways to win those games, and really that's the difference.
In 2016-17, West Florida went 20-8, the program's first 20-win season since 1997-98, but just missed a berth in the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Currently, the Argos are ranked 15th in the Division II poll at 16-1 overall and 8-1 in the Gulf South Conference.
We had a bunch of returning players, and I think they were hungry after coming off the 20-win year and not making the NCAA tournament really by one possession. They worked really hard this summer, and now we've taken the next step to open up with a great year so far.
A recent article about the team in the Pensacola News Journal was headlined, choosing grit and grind over glamour stats. Berkhammer says that essentially means everyone on the squad contributes.
We do a lot of the tough things, and we have different guys that have different roles in our team. They play them well. We have probably four or five guys averaging double figures. It's not the same guy every night. It's different guys depending on matchups or maybe how they're being played or just certain guys hot that evening.
Jeff Berkhammer is a second-generation basketball coach. His father, Ed, is a legend in boys' high school hoops in Ohio, and that's where Jeff inherited his love for the game.
I went scouting with him. I went to all their games, and from the time I was in junior high, I knew that I wanted to coach college basketball. I didn't want to coach high school because I wanted to have a chance to choose the guys that I wanted to play within our system versus taking what you had coming up. So my goals were always to coach college basketball, and I was fortunate enough to get into it right after I finished playing and been able to grow from there.
From Berkhammer's first recruiting class to the present, he and his staff look for athleticism in a prospective Argonaut.
Where we can run, defend, we can extend our defenses and really push the ball offensively. That's a big thing. And then on top of that, you know, obviously you want guys that would be academically solid, can get their degree, that can come in here and excel. You want guys that are good people, that you trust and you like being around and you don't worry about off the floor.
The recruiting strategy has changed a bit since that first season when the theme was come help us build it. Now, says Berkhammer, it's take us to the next level.
Establish this as one of the best Division II programs in the country. Let's be a GSC contender every year. The sales pitch has changed, but we got a lot of the same things we talk about. Beautiful school, great place to be, Pensacola, all the things that we can sell with the beach, the restaurants, and then all the athletic success that we've had throughout our program with all of our teams, and we want to be one of those teams.
You can follow Argonaut basketball, both men's and women's teams, and all other UWF sports at goargos.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.